Being it's Christmas,
既然现在是圣诞节
we have a few gifts for you back there in English.
在后面有些礼物要送给你们是英文的。
There's a Creation Magazine,
有一个创造杂志。
All the articles are pretty much by PhDs in the field of science.
所有的文章都是在科学界的科学家们写的。
And they'll just look at all the new science stuff in light of the Bible and strengthen your faith.
他们会从新发现的科学来从圣经的角度来增进加强我们的信仰。
And then today we're going to look at about 10 similarities between Adam and Jesus, who's called the last Adam.
那今天我们要比较耶稣跟亚当，就是耶稣是末后的亚当之间十个类似的地方。
But we documented 57 similarities, which is amazing.
但是在这份英文讲义当中呢，我们记录下了57个亚当跟耶稣基督类似的地方。
So you have all those notes back there too in English.
所以在后面也有英文的讲义。
And then there's a DVD on evolution that's really It's very humorous.
然后有一个很幽默的关于进化论的视频在后面。
And they're interviewing professors from USC and UCLA.
他们会谈了从 USC 好南加州大学还有加州洛杉矶分校大学的教授的一些访谈。
So it is a very powerful video to show you that there's nothing in science that disproves anything in God's word.
他们是非常强有力的证据。证明圣经中的话语跟科学并没有冲突的地方。
And today we're going to look at Adam as a magnificent and tragic prophetic type of Christ.
今天我们要看亚当，好，他怎么是一个壮丽的，而且是悲剧式的基督的预表。
He's magnificent because he's the first man and was created in the image of God.
他非常的壮大呢，是因为他是第一个按照神的形象被造的人。
And even though he sinned and fell, he still bears.Some of the image of God.
即使他犯罪而且堕落了，他仍然穿戴着神的某些形象。
But he's a tragic type because of the great fall and giving in to Satan's deception.
但是他也是一个悲剧式的预表，因为他堕落了，跟撒旦妥协了。
And we're going to compare Adam with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们要就把亚当跟我们的主耶稣基督来做一个比较。
And it truly is an amazing.And supernatural study.
它是非常奇妙而且超自然的一个研究。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
所以让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you that you recorded your word in such a way that we can know for sure it's supernatural.
我们感谢你，你记录你话语的方式，让我们知道它是超自然的。
It contains things that no human being could have known.
因为它包含了人类所无法知道的事情。
Your word is filled with prophecies of the future that no human being could have known.
你的话语充满了人所不能知道的未来的预言。
And you give us proof in it that only an omniscient, eternal God could have written this whole book.
而且你把这些证据给我们，是一位无所不知的上帝才可以做成。
So as we look at how the life of Adam parallels the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们看到亚当如何与耶稣基督的人生平行的时候
we pray your Holy Spirit will show us just how amazing and supernatural your word is.
我们求你的圣灵让我们看见你的话语是多么的奇妙而且超自然
But how life-changing because it strengthens our faith to believe everything about Jesus.
而且因为我们相信你话语当中所记录有关耶稣基督的一切，能够改变我们的人生。
Teach us now in Jesus' name.
所以求主现在来教导我们。我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Okay, so, might want to ask, what's the type? Let's see, is this on? It's on, but it's not moving. There we go. Okay. Types are objective proof.That the Bible is a supernaturally designed message.
什么是预表呢？预表就是圣经是超自然设计出的信息的一个客观的证据。
But its origin has to be an eternal and omniscient being from outside our time and space domain.
但它的开端，它的原始呢，一定是来自我们时空领域之外的永恒而且无所不知的那一位。
Right, no mere human being that's trapped in this three-dimensional world and in time could have written this book.
没有一位在三度空间时空领域之内的人 可以写下这本书。
And there's a famous evangelist from a few years ago, Harry Rimmer.
几年前有一个非常有名的布道家叫做 Harry Rimmer.
And he was giving a debate with an atheist.
人们要他与一位无神论者辩论。
And they were debating if they could prove the inspiration of the Bible.
那这个辩论讲什么？就讲说圣经是不是可以是从神所默示的。
So the atheist started first.
所以无神论者先说话。
And he said, you know, Rimmer is going to try and prove the inspiration of the Bible by referring to the Bible itself.
他说 Rimmer 这个人呢，想要用圣经来证明圣经是上帝所默示的。
Now this procedure is followed by all Christians, but I object to it.
他说这个过程呢，是许多基督徒所采用的，但是我要反对。
Okay, the Bible is the book under question.
因为我们现在有问题的呢，就是这本圣经。
And you cannot prove the Bible by appealing to the Bible.
你不能使用圣经来证明圣经。
Right, the argument and evidence must be based upon external sources.
我们所用论证证明的证据呢，必须是圣经之外的资料。
So I demand that my opponent shall not refer to the contents of the Bible in trying to prove its inspiration.
所以我希望对方不要使用圣经本身的证据来证明圣经是神所默示。
Right, you can't have the Bible testify on its own behalf.
说你不能用圣经来证实自己。
Now you might have heard this argument before. I've seen it on YouTube videos recently.
我想你可能也听过这样的论证，我最近也看到在油管上有这样一个报道。
So Rimmer gave the following response. He was a science major before God called him into the ministry.
So Rimmer, 他本来是研究科学的，那神呼召他几乎去传道，这就是他的回答。
And he says, "Our opponent has taken a very peculiar stand."
他说我的对手呢，采取了非常奇怪的这个方式。
He says we can't test the Bible by the Bible.
他说我们不能用圣经来证明圣经。
And he said, we're at a loss to understand this.
我不太了解他为什么这么说。
If you follow his own idea,
假如他根据他自己的想法的话。
And let's assume he bought a piece of land.
好，假设他买了一块土地。
And he finds this interesting rock on his land.
好，在这个土地上呢，他找到一块非常有趣的一个石头。
And it's got some glittering stuff in it that looks, could that be gold?
那石头在发光，他说，哎，这可是黄金吗？
So of course, he's going to go run to an expert that can tell him if it's gold or not.
那当然他会去找一个专家来告诉他这到底是不是黄金。
So our opponent goes to the expert and says, I think I found land. I think I found gold on my land. Can you tell me if I have?
所以这个人就到这个专家说，哦，我买了一块地，我想找到黄金了，你可以来帮我测验一下。
But our atheist friend would say, when the guy said, well, bring me a piece of the rock.
那这个无神论就说，哦，你把这个另外一块石头拿给我看。
And he said, you can't test the rock by itself.
那他就说，哦，你没有办法来证明这个石头，用另外一个石头来证明了。
Yeah, you go get another rock and test that, and then tell me if I've got gold on my land.
你是不是要我去另外找一块石头来证明我的土地上有这个黄金？
Of course, you have to test a thing by itself.
当然你必须测验那个好像有黄金的那个石头本身。
According to our opponent's thinking, he would say, I think somebody's trying to poison my sugar bowl.
如果说根据对方的讲法，他说，哦，我想有人想要在我的糖里下毒。
So he's going to go to a chemist and say, you know, I think someone's trying to poison me in my sugar bowl.
他会去找一个化学家说，啊，我觉得有人要在我的糖这个碗里面下毒。
And the expert would say, well, bring me the sugar bowl.
那这个专家会说，哦，你把那碗糖给我看啊。
But our atheist friend would say, no, you can't test a thing by itself.
那我们的无神论说，哦，不行啊，你不能用这个东西本身来证明自己。
You go get your own salt and tell me if I got poison in my sugar bowl.
好，你去另外拿一个这个盐来证明说我这个糖的这个碗里面有没有毒药。
So you see, that argument doesn't make sense at all, does it?
所以那个论点呢，并不能成立。
But I saw another really good answer in a recent video.
那我最近看了另外一个视频呢，也看到一个很好的方法。
An atheist was telling the Christian, "You can't use the Bible to defend itself because you can't use the same book to defend the book."
好，另外一个无神论者说，你不能用圣经来证明圣经，因为你不能用自己这本书来证明自己。
And he responded.
那这个人回答说
，He said, "This isn't one book."
哦，这个圣经不是一本书。
This is 66 books.
这是66本书。
Written by over 40 different people.
是有40个不同的人写的。
Over a period of 1500 years.
而且是在历时1500年当中。
And I could use, if I want to prove Genesis, I can use the other 65 books as witnesses to prove Genesis.
假如我要证明创世纪的话呢，我可以用其他65本书来证明创世纪的记录。
So you say, this is a very unique book.
所以圣经本身是一个非常独特的一本书。
And one of the best ways to test this book is to study it itself.
那一个最好的证明它是否正确呢，就是亲自去研究它。
And biblical prophecy is probably the most powerful proof that the Bible is God's word.
而圣经当中的预言可能是最好的强有力的证明。圣经是上帝的话语。
I emphasize this a lot because I just don't see Christians using it at all.
我一再的强调这一点，因为我看不到基督徒来使用这一点。
Even in my last church, they were doing a Sunday school class on the book of Isaiah.
那即使在我以前的教会，有一次主日学，我们研究以赛亚书。
And it was like they skip over all the prophecies. It was so amazing.
而在以赛亚书有很多的预言呢，他们却略过了。
Yeah, prophecy is a concrete proof. Jesus said, I have told you before it come to pass, so that when it does come to pass, you might believe.
好，预言是一个非常具体的证据。耶稣自己说，现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。
Because human beings can't prophesy the future.
因为人没有办法预知未来。
Right, you buy those books of prognosticators when you go buy your groceries, right? They always have it.Predictions for 2022, right? They'll be out there.
有的时候我们去买去买东西的时候呢，会看到那个杂货店门口就摆了很多杂志，说哦，2022年的预言。
And supposedly the most famous spiritualists are predicting next year.
而且最有名的这个通灵学家呢，就说明年会怎么样。
You know, they've done studies of these people.
那他们也去研究过这些人。
And over 25 years study, they've been wrong 99% of the time.
经过25年研究，这些人他们错的是 99%.
Because human beings can't predict the future.
因为人实在没有办法预测未来。
Only God can.
只有上帝可以。
And if you find predictions of the future in this book, you know it has to be written by an omniscient, eternal God.
所以假如你在这一本书里面发现很多的预言的话呢，你知道他是一位无所不知的、无所不能的上帝所写下的。
Omniscient, because he obviously knows everything that's going to happen.
为什么是无所不知呢？因为他知道将来要发生的一切事情。
And eternal, because he spent 4,000 years writing this book.
永恒的神呢，是因为他花了4000年的时间。把这个书里的历史写下来。
Jesus is the one true omniscient God.
耶稣他自己也是那位真实无所不知的上帝。
And in the Old Testament, God himself says he wrote prophecy to prove that he inspired this book.
在旧约里面他自己说上帝写下预言来证实他是那位无所不知的神，是他默示的话。
God used 40 different human writers to write it down.
上帝使用40个不同的人写下圣经的话语。
But there's only one author, and that's God Himself.
但是作者只有一位，就是上帝自己。
And the Bible is more compelling proof for the supernatural than somebody rising from the dead.
所以圣经它的自己呢，比人从死里复活更能够证明超自然的存在。
Pretty simple reason why.
一个很简单的原因，为什么？
How many of you have seen somebody rise from the dead?
有多少人看过死人复活？
Nobody. How many of you have a Bible that you can read and study?
那有多少人有本圣经可以读
？All right, so you see why this is pretty powerful because every one of us can check it out ourselves.
因为我们自己可以去亲身查考这个圣经，看它是否为真。
But even Jesus said, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets,
那耶稣自己说哈，如果人不听从摩西和先知的话。
Neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
好，就是有一个人从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
In other words, the books of Moses is powerful or more powerful proof of the supernatural than even Jesus' own resurrection.
换句话说，摩西所写下的话语，甚至是耶稣的死里复活，都比这些更有，都神的话语就是更有说服力。
Right, so if somebody is rejecting biblical prophecy,
假如有人拒绝圣经的预言，
It tells us that their problem isn't intellectual.
那就告诉我们他的问题不是想法上、智能上的。
The problem is most likely moral. That's the second major reason.
很可能的问题就是道德上的。
See, most people don't accept Jesus because they either have an intellectual problem.
因为很多人不愿意接受是一方面，他或许有知识上的问题。
Or because they have a moral problem and they don't want to repent of that sin.
或是他们有道德上的问题，他们不愿意为那个罪悔改。
Okay. Why is God's word so powerful?
那为什么上帝的话语如此有能力呢？
27% of the Bible is prophecy.
圣经27%都是预言。
That means 1 out of 4 verses on average is prophecy. It's telling the future.
换句话说，四节经文当中就有一节是预言，是预告未来的。
Most Christians seem to be ignorant of this fact.
多数基督徒好像对这个事实是无知的。
Prophecy is like God's fingerprint on His word.
预言就好像上帝的指纹印在他的话语上。
And there are around 300 major prophecies of Jesus. These we see a lot.
关于基督的预言就有300个主要的预言。
And we have hard copies of the Old Testament written 200 years before Jesus was born.
那耶稣降生以前的纪元前200年呢，旧约就有，我们现在还有一个手抄本。
In the Dead Sea Scrolls, we found these copies so no one can say these prophecies were written after Jesus came.
死海古卷里面就包含了这些经书，所以没有人可以说这些事情是耶稣降生以后才写下的。
Okay. Now, prophecy is mathematical proof of a supernatural origin.
预言的起源是超自然呢，也有它的数学证明。
Again, this is something you can do in science. It's scientific.
好，那这也可以从科学的方式去证明。
Okay, Peter Stoner, who was a mathematician and he taught in college.
有一位在大学教书的数学家叫 Peter Stoner.
Okay, he calculated the probability of just 8 prophecies of Jesus being fulfilled in one person.
他算出就是有关耶稣的预言，只要有八个可以实现在一个人身上的豁然率是多少。
And that's the number there. It's 1 with 17 zeros after it.
就是1000兆之一。
How many of you would bet your life on those odds?
有多少人愿意因为这些这个数字下你的赌注呢？
Nobody in their right mind would bet against such odds.
没有人愿意下赌注一个只有100兆之一的可能的东西。
So what's the chance that the Bible is supernatural?
那圣经是超自然的可能性是多少呢？
You have guaranteed proof in your own hands because you can study this yourself.
那在我们的手中就可以自己去研究它是否为真。
Now see, he taught in school, so he had over 600 of his students get together and figure these probabilities out for these 8 prophecies.
那因为他在大学教书，所以他就找了大概60 students. 600. 他就找了600个学生来算出这个豁然率。
And then they took the lowest common denominator, so the odds would probably be even higher.
他们拿了最低的这个数字，就是说它这个可能性或许会更少。
But these odds were figured out by mathematicians in over 600 different ones.
那这个数学的豁然率呢，是由600个学生他们计算出来的。
Prophecy is very powerful proof that you're reading a supernatural book.
所以预言是说我们读的是一本超自然的书的非常有力的证明。
Okay.To reject Christ is to reject a fact proved more absolutely than any other fact.
好，所以拒绝耶稣基督就是拒绝铁证的事实。
Okay, now an amazing type of prophecy is prophetic types.
那预言中最奇妙的形式呢，就是所谓的预表。
They are absolutely inexplicable apart from divine revelation.
假如没有来自神圣的启示的话呢，是绝对没有办法解释出的。
Okay, we've looked at this before.
我们以前也看过这个。
But here, 380 of the 1800 prophecies in the Bible are types. That's 21% of all prophecies.
圣经1817个不同的预言当中呢，有380个预表，它占的百分比是21%。
So God loves inspiring prophetic types into His Word. We should love studying them.
所以上帝很喜欢在他的预言当中发现预表的这些例子，好，那我们去读呢就会很有兴趣。
Okay. And then almost 3,000 verses out of 31,000 verses in the Bible deal with prophetic types. That's a lot.
那圣经三万多个经节当中呢，大概有3000节直接针对预表而言。
So 9% of this book deals with prophetic types. So
所以圣经的9%讲的都是预表。
Okay, and that's the guy that did this full study. This was his PhD thesis.
好，那这个做这个特别做这个研究的人，这是他的博士论文。
He took every prophecy in the Bible and he did research on it, and this is the book that he wrote about it, just the prophecies in the Bible.
他把圣经中所有的预言都去研究，就写出了这本书。
So a very detailed study.
啊，非常细，充满细节的一个研究。
But we need to real, you know, prophecy is a proof you've got in your own hand that you can verify that only God could have written this book.
所以我们自己可以去验证这个圣经中的预言，也只有上帝可以写下这些预言。
And there is no second place. There's no competitor to prophecy.
而且这圣经的预言呢，是没有任何人可以跟他比较或是竞争的。
Okay. This book is written over 1,500 years.
圣经是通过1500年的时间写下来。
Book of Mormon is written by one man over a period of a few years.
摩门经是一个人写下来，只在几年之间。
Muhammad wrote his book. One man wrote the Quran in a few years.
可兰经是穆罕默德一个人在几年之间写下的。
Neither of them have concrete, provable prophecies written hundreds and thousands of years before they were fulfilled.
他们两位在也没有什么预言以后去应验来证明他的这个神圣性。
And none of them have prophetic types.
他们当中也没有任何的预表。
Written hundreds and thousands of years before Jesus came to prove.
好，在耶稣降生之前的几百几千年就写下来。
Now we're familiar with this type.
好，那我们对这个预表相当熟悉。
A type is a shadow cast by divine design of good things to come.
好，预表是将来美事的影子，不是本物的真相。
It's not the very image of the thing. It's a shadow.
它不是本物的真相，只是个影子。
Okay, so what's this a picture of? You know this story, right?
这是一个什么图画？
And John said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up."
耶稣说就像摩西在旷野怎么举起铜蛇，人子也要照样被举起来。
And then the very next verse is the most famous verse in the whole world.
下一节经文呢就是全世界最有名的一节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
好，就是约翰福音3:16，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So Jesus is telling us what Moses did back there in the book of Numbers.
所以耶稣在这边告诉他们说，摩西在民数记里面所记载做的那件事。
Is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
就是预表我们耶稣基督死在十字架上。
How were people saved with that serpent?
那个时候人怎么因为这个蛇而得救呢？
Right, they were bitten by a serpent and they died.
他们被毒蛇咬了死了。
But if they got bit and they looked at the bronze serpent on the cross that Moses made,
但是假如他们被咬，但是他们眼望向摩西在这个十字架上挂上的铜蛇，
they would live.
他们就活了。
All they could do is look.
他们想要做的事情就是看。
At the serpent on the cross.
看在这个十字架上的挂的这条蛇。
And they wouldn't die from the bite of the serpent.
他们就不会被蛇咬而死。
And Jesus said, "This is a type of me."
耶稣说这是我的一个预表。
All you have to do is look at Christ crucified and believe he's dying for your sins and you won't die from the bite of the poison of the serpent.
你们只要做的就是看挂在十字架上的耶稣，你们就不会因为毒蛇的咬而死亡。
But remember that serpent on either the tree or the cross.
好，
same word.
这个蛇是挂在十字架上或是挂在一个木头上。
Because we are all familiar with this, Abraham offering up his son Isaac.
我们也很熟悉另外一个预表，就是亚伯拉罕将他的儿子以撒献上。
Was a type of God the Father offering up His Son on Mount Moriah.
就是天父将他自己的儿子献在摩利亚山上。
We did a whole sermon on this.
好，我以前曾经讲过这一篇道。
And there's something like 30 parallels between Abraham offering up Isaac and God the Father offering up Jesus.
亚伯拉罕献上以撒跟天父献上耶稣之间有30个类似之处。
Totally supernatural.
完完全全的超自然。
And the Holy Spirit records the life of Abraham in such a way that it's going to match up to the crucifixion of Jesus.
圣灵写下亚伯兰故事的方式，要为我们认出耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
And when you realize Abraham lived 2,000 years before Christ came,
当你明白亚伯拉罕是在耶稣降生之前2000年活着的时候
，And then you see how God made Abraham a type of Christ, your heart burns within you.
然后你看到上帝怎么使亚伯拉罕成为耶稣的预表，你的心里就可以会开始火热。
Because in your spirit, you realize only God could have written this.
因为在你的心里，你会明白只有上帝可以将这些写下。
And only God could have fulfilled it in Christ.
而且也只有上帝可以在耶稣基督里成就这个预表。
And Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it.
耶稣也说亚伯拉罕欢喜看见我的日子，所以亚伯拉罕看见了。
Then here's another one, Christ on the cross.
那另外，耶稣基督在十字架上。
Revelation, we're told Christ is both the Lamb and the Lion.
在启示录告诉我们，基督是这个羔羊，他也是那个狮子。
Both are types of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这两个也都预表我们的主耶稣基督。
When Jesus came the first time, he came as a sacrificial lamb to die on the cross.
当耶稣第一次来到的时候，他就是那个献祭的羔羊，为了我们的罪而死。
This is the age of grace.
因为现在我们是恩典的时代。
But when Jesus comes back, he's coming back as the lion of the tribe of Judah.
但是当耶稣再来的时候呢，他会是以犹大的狮子。
And he's going to judge the whole earth.
他会审判全世界。
The only way to avoid it is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior.
唯一避免那个审判的时候，就是看向望向那个十字架。
Now, types are temporary shadows compared to the eternal body.
那预表与他们所启示的永恒实体相比，只是暂时的影子。
They're pointing to some greater reality.
他们只是越将来更大的事情。
So a type is a cryptic form of prophecy.
所以预言本身是一个隐秘的形式。
We don't even know they're there until after Jesus comes and fulfills it.
直到耶稣将他们实现之后，我们才知道这些预表在那里。
But they always predict something future and something greater.
他们总是预言将来的事情，而且是更大的事。
So here's a shadow. This would be like the Old Testament type.
好，这就是一个影子，就好像旧约的一个预表。
Can anybody tell me the colors of the bicycle?
你们可以告诉我这个脚踏车的颜色吗
？No, it's a shadow. It's not that.
它只是个影子哈，并不清楚。
Can anybody tell me who's riding that bicycle?
你谁可以告诉我谁坐在这个脚踏车上
？No, of course. It's just a shadow. It's not the reality.
它只是一个影子哈，并不是实体。
The reality is far greater.
好，但是这个事实将来呢是更大的，而且更多色彩的。
Once the light is on it, right? Once Christ comes, the light of the world comes.
一旦光照在上面，就当耶稣基督来到世界上的时候。
You know, you can recognize that guy, right?
我们现在看得出这个人。
That's our current president.
哦，是我们的总统。
You didn't recognize him? Okay.
没看出来。
But the type, the shadow, always prefigures something far greater than you could think.
所以预表所昭示的呢，是将来更大的事情。
Okay.Prophetic types are faith-inspiring wonders.
那预表也是激发我们信仰的奇迹。
What is this?
这是什么呢
？We use it once a month. What is that called? Yeah, that's our unleavened bread, right?
那个是我们的无酵饼。
That's called matzah by the Jews.
那犹太人叫 matzah。
That is the specific bread that Jesus used for the Lord's Supper.
那也是耶稣亲自在最后的晚餐上使用的饼。
And Jesus said, He is the bread of life.
耶稣说他自己是生命的饼。
And He said, that bread, only that bread, not white leavened bread, unleavened bread, is a type of His body. This is my body.
就是预表他的身体。
And when we studied this, we've done whole sermons on this, right? It's got stripes, it's been pierced.
好，当我们要研究主餐的时候，研究这个饼的时候，我们看到它有很多的条纹，然后它被刺伤了很多的孔。
Because that bread is a picture of Christ crucified.
因为那个饼就象征耶稣基督的钉十字架。
And somebody made a picture, said, "To know what love really means, read between the lines."
好，有人就想说，你要真的知道爱是什么吗？就要在这个字里行间去找。
The stripes on Jesus' back by which we were healed.
好，就是耶稣身上被为了我们所承受的所有的压伤。
It was impossible to know a type's important until Jesus came and fulfilled its prophetic details.
所以我们不可能明白预表的重要性，直到耶稣基督实现他们所预言的细节。
And we looked at something like 15 details in that bread. That kind of bread specifically has 15 details that match up with Jesus.
这个饼本身我们也研究过，有15个细节与耶稣的生命可以配合在一起。
Why? Because it's a prophetic type.
为什么呢？因为它就是一个预表。
God designed unleavened bread to be a picture of Christ crucified.
所以上帝也设计了这个无效饼来展现耶稣基督钉十字架。
Nobody knew that until after Christ dies on the cross.
也没有人知道，直到耶稣基督真的经验了这个痛苦，死在十字架上。
It's a concrete, irrefutable proof that we celebrate every month.
所以我们每个礼拜、每个月一次，哈，我们来收主餐，就是一个证明圣经的话语。
Prophetic types are obviously supernatural, inspired by someone from outside our time.
所以预表很明显是超自然的，来自我们时空领域之外的某个人所启示。
The New Testament fulfillment of the Old Testament type is called the antitype.
那新约所实现的旧约的预表呢，就称为原型。
Or sometimes they just call it the fulfillment of the type.
或者说预表的实践。
Okay. Adam is a prophetic type of Jesus Christ.
亚当是耶稣基督的预表。
The Bible even says Adam is a figure of him who was to come.
好，圣经自己说亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
He was a tupas. We get our English word type from that.
就是预表。
Okay. And the Holy Spirit deliberately designed similarities into the record of Adam.
那圣灵很有意的将类同之处设进去亚当的记录当中。
That would correspond to great truths about Jesus as they're recorded in the New Testament 4,000 years later.
好，让他们能够与四千年之后耶稣在新约中的记录来相对应。
The whole situation is set up so that we would obviously see this is supernatural. Only God could have done this.
所有的情境都经过特别的编排，让我们等到真实的实体出现的时候。知道它是非常超自然的。
Now, I like this picture. This is by Clarence Larkin.
我喜欢这个图画，这是 Clarence Larkin 所画的。
Now, you can get all his pictures online. You just search Clarence Larkin pictures, and he's got like 50 of them.
他所有的这个设计的图画呢，非常精确的哈。
Yeah.
网上都可以找到，你只要打 Clarence Larkin pictures 就可以找到。
Yeah. And one of the reasons I like him is because he just draws a picture and just uses scripture.
好，我喜欢他是因为他就画个图，然后下面都用经文。
But here's a simple way to look at Adam as a type of Christ.
这是一个非常简单的方法来看亚当怎么成为基督的预表。
So the first Adam is called the first Adam.
好，那首先的亚当就是亚当。
But Jesus is called the last Adam.
耶稣被称为末后的亚当。
Okay. Now, there's an interesting creature here. Who's that?
这里有很有意思的一个动物哈。
Right, who was in that tree? The serpent, right?
蛇。
And of course, we all know who the serpent represents. He's a type of who?
我们也知道蛇代表谁哈。
The diabolical Satan, right? Okay, he's a type of Satan.
好，他是撒旦的预表。
And you can't separate Satan from the tree.
好，所以撒旦跟这个树是分不开的。
You can't separate Satan from the cross.
然后跟十字架也分不开。
Okay.So the first Adam creates guilt.
好，那首先的亚当就有这个罪疚。
He believes Satan's lies and he sins.
他相信了撒旦的谎言，他犯罪了。
Now he's guilty before God.
他在神面前现在是有罪的。
But Jesus comes to remove our guilt.
但是耶稣来挪去我们的罪疚。
Now it's God who justifies. Who can condemn us?
现在是神使我们称义，谁又能使我们定罪呢？
Okay, the first Adam brought condemnation on the entire human race and even into the whole earth itself.
好，首先的亚当为全世人跟全世界带来了定罪。
But when Jesus comes and dies on the cross, we're told now there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ.
但是耶稣死在十字架上，圣经就跟我们说，在基督里不再有定罪。
Okay, Adam experiences separation from God because of his sin.
亚当因为犯罪与神远离了。
So do we. You can't sin without experiencing separation from God. Even if you're a Christian, you sin, you quench the Holy Spirit, you feel separated from God.
即使我们是基督徒，我们也会浇灭了圣灵的感动，感觉跟神远离了。
But in Christ, there is now no separation.
但是在基督里没有任何的距离。
Because when we sin, we can repent and confess our sin, and He's faithful to forgive us.
我们可以认罪，而神是信实的，会赦免我们。
And through Jesus, we can always keep our relationship with God the Father.
借着耶稣基督，我们永远可以与天父上帝保持关系。
So Adam brought death to the whole human race.
亚当也带来了死亡。
But Jesus brought life.
但是耶稣带来了生命。
To all who believe on Him.
所有相信他的人。
Okay. Now the reason that Jesus is the last Adam.
那为什么耶稣是末后的亚当呢？
Because humanity will never get another chance to get right with God.
因为人类不会再有任何其他的机会与神和好。
See, the first Adam blew it.
好，第一个亚当失败了。
And we're all here because of the first Adam.
我们也因为这个首先的亚当，我们在这个世界上。
The only solution was to send Jesus as the last Adam.
那唯一的解救方法就是将末后的亚当，耶稣基督差遣到世上。
A new beginning through one man.
好，借着这一个人开启了新的一个局面。
And if you reject Jesus, there is no other chance for you to get right.
假如我们拒绝耶稣的话呢，就没有其他的方法或是机会与神和好。
So when we study prophetic types, we must realize that there are both similarities and contrasts.
那当我们研究预表的时候呢，我们必须明白，同时有类同，也有对比之处。
There are similarities because everyone called of God is predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
那有类同处，是因为所有被上帝呼召的人都被预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Remember every person, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟、
Adam, everyone called of God.
每一个被神所召的人。
Their life is recorded in such a way that we can see how they're conformed to the image of Christ.
圣经记录他们生命的方式，让我们可以看见他们怎么样越来越效法基督。
And so are we. We're predestined to be conformed to Christ.
我们预先被定下效法耶稣基督的模样。
And as you grow in your Christian faith, you're becoming more and more like Jesus.
那你在信心上成长的时候，你就会越来越像耶稣基督。
So there's similarities because we're all predestined to be conformed.
所以有类同之处。
But there's contrast because only Jesus is the only human being that ever lived a sinless life.
但是也有对比，是因为只有耶稣基督是唯一活着的没有罪的人。
So there is no perfect type of Jesus.
所以圣经上所有的人物呢，没有一个人是标准的完美的耶稣的预表。
Because everybody blows it in some way.
因为每个人都在某些事上犯错。
Okay, and the contrasts allow the Holy Spirit to more vividly and clearly highlight the perfection and person of Jesus Christ.
那这些对比之处呢，就让圣灵更能够鲜活的、清楚的强调耶稣完美的位格跟他的工作。
I don't know, crochet, really fine crochet used to be a collector's item when I was young.
我不晓得大家喜不喜欢这个针织的作品哈。在我小的时候，那是人家收藏的东西。
But if you were to go to a store and you want to buy a fine piece of crochet.
假如你到一个店里要买一个很好的针织品。
Okay, if they're going to show it to you, they're going to put it on a black background so you can see all the beautiful details.
他会把那个针织品白色的放在一个黑色的这个垫子下，让你看得很清楚。
I mean, some of this crochet is truly amazing.
好，有些这些手编织的、手勾的东西真的很漂亮。
But see, you have to have the contrast to be able to see it.
但你需要对比的颜色来把它展现出来。
So the Holy Spirit is able to use even the darkness in the life of these Old Testament saints.
所以甚至圣灵可以使用这些旧约圣徒他们人生中的黑暗面
to highlight truths about Jesus and His perfection.
来强调有关耶稣基督的真理以及他的完美。
Okay, so let's look at the contrast between the first Adam and first man.
所以我们先来做一些对比哈，我们看看首先的亚当，第一个男人。
And the last Adam and the second man.
末后的亚当，第二个男人。
Because Jesus is also called the second man.
Not the last man. 耶稣也被称作第二个人。
So he's not the last man because you and I are also can be saved.
他不是最后一个人，因为我们都可以蒙得救。
Yeah, we're going to populate heaven.
我们将来也要在天堂繁殖。
There's a new heaven and a new earth.And Jesus is the second man, and there's going to be a third, a fourth, a fifth, and sixth, and there's going to be millions of believers in heaven, hundreds of millions.
将来在天堂，耶稣是第二个人，之后有第三、第四、第五个人。
But Jesus is the last Adam. There's never going to be another opportunity.
但是耶稣是末后的亚当。
There is no other Savior.
没有另外一个救主。
By which we can be saved.
好，我们可以靠着得救。
Okay, the only Son of God by direct creation is Adam.
好，首先他们的对比呢，亚当是上帝唯一直接创造的儿子。
He has a beginning.
他有一个开端。
You and I were born of mothers. We're not created like Adam.
亚当之后每一个人呢都是由妈妈生的。
Okay. He's a created being.
好，亚当也是被造的。
Okay. But Jesus, he is the only begotten Son of God.
但是耶稣永远与上是与上帝共存的独生子。
And he's quite different from Adam.
他与亚当不同。
But he is just as human as you and me.
但他跟我们一样也是人。
But he was eternally coexistent with God.
他永远与上帝共存着。
Jesus is the creator.
好，耶稣是造物主。
Quite a contrast.
好，这是很强大的对比。
Okay. Adam is the head of the old creation.
亚当是旧创造的元首。
He begets all his natural offspring and descendants.
他剩下所有的后代跟后裔。
Right? And we're his descendants.
我们也是他的后裔。
We learn that's one way you can analyze DNA.
好，这就是我们可以分析 DNA 的原因之一。
Okay. But Jesus is the head of a new creation.
耶稣是新创造的元首。
He begets all his spiritual offspring.
生出所有属灵的后裔。
Right, those that believe in Christ, he gave the power to become the sons of God, who were not born of the flesh, but born of the Spirit.
那些相信耶稣基督的人，他们就是由神的圣灵所生的，不是从血气生的。
Right. The first man was of the earth, earthly, and we bear his image.
那首先的人是出于地，是属地的，我们承受他的形象。
We're in the image of God, but a fallen image.
好，我们有神的形象，但是是一个堕落的形象了。
None of us is perfect. We all make mistakes.
好，我们现在没有一个人是完美的，每个人都会犯错。
But the second man is the Lord from heaven, and we also bear his image.
好，那末后的人是来自天上的主，我们也承受他的形象。
The image that God created Adam to be is being fulfilled in us now as we're conformed into the image of Christ.
神创造亚当时的时候给他那个荣耀的形象呢，现在在我们的身上慢慢的恢复过来。
So let me ask you a few personal questions.
让我问你一个个人的问题。
Step on your toes.
好，可能会让你不舒服。
Are you becoming more like Christ?
你是越来越像基督吗？
Are you becoming more patient with your husband or wife?
你对你的配偶是不是越来越有耐心？
Are you becoming more patient with your children?
对你的儿女是不是更有耐心?
With your neighbors?
你的邻居?
Are you becoming more loving?
更有爱心?
More godly?
好，更属神?
More like Jesus?
更像耶稣呢?
Or are you going the other way?
还是你朝另外一个方向走?
You know, there's a tendency as you get older, you get more impatient.
好，当我们越老的时候呢，就越没耐心。
Right. So, are you becoming more like Jesus or more like the first Adam?
好，所以我们是越来越像耶稣呢，还是越来越像这个首先的亚当
？Okay, building, beholding prophetic types in Scripture transforms our lives.
上帝将预表放入他的话语当中，为的是改变我们的人生。
The Bible says, "We all beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord."
经说我们众人敞着脸得以看见主的形状，好像从镜子里反照。
Are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
啊，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
See, as you behold the glory of Jesus in these prophetic types,
所以当我们在这些预表当中看到耶稣的荣耀的时候
，you're changed into that same glory.
我们也会改变成那种形象。
It's a life-changing study of God's word.
所以读神的话语是改变生命的。
Now Romans 5 gives us a lot of details.
罗马书第五章给了我们很多的细节。
It lists these two men.
他把这两个人列出来。
And shows us how they're keys to understand redemptive history.
告诉我们如何明白救赎历史的关键。
Okay, with Adam, we have the sin of one man.
在亚当里面，我们看到是一个人的罪。
And because of that sin of one man, death enters all humanity.
因为那一个人的罪呢，就死亡就进入了全人类。
And because we've all sinned, also, we also die.
那因为我们都犯了罪，所以我们都要死亡。
I always ask somebody.You know, if they think, "Are you a good person?"
有时候我问人哈，你说你觉得你自己是好人吗
？Right, maybe they'll tell you, "Yeah, I think I'm a good person."
他们会说，呀，我这个人不错啊。
Then I ask, "Then how come you're going to die?"
那为什么你要死呢
？Because the reason we die is because of sin. The wages of sin is death.
好，我们死的原因是因为罪的工价就是死。
See, Jesus was the only human being ever born outside of Adam.It had the potential to never die because he was sinless.
好，那耶稣因为是出生就无罪，所以他是所有世人当中唯一一个可以活到永远的。
Even Jesus said he didn't have to die.
耶稣自己都说哈，我不必死的。
No one's taken my life from me.
没有人可以把生命从我拿走。
I'm laying it down for you.
而是我为了你们愿意舍下。
Jesus was dying for you and me.
他为了你我而死。
The perfection of the second man.
那第二个人呢，是一个完美的人。
Life is restored by the righteousness of Christ.
那基督的公义就恢复了生命。
And it passes to you and me through faith as you trust in Jesus.
并传递给相信他的人。
Okay. Adam brings condemnation to all of us.
亚当带来了定罪。
But Jesus brings justification to all of us.
但是耶稣带来称义。
As in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
好，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人都要活过来。
If you can trace your DNA back to Adam, the first Adam,
假如我们可以把我们的 DNA 一直追溯到第一个亚当的话，
you're going to die physically.
你肉身会死亡。
But if you can trace your spiritual DNA to Jesus by trusting Him,
但是假如我们可以追溯我们属灵的 DNA 到耶稣的话，
you have eternal life.
你就有永恒的生命。
There's similarities. Adam is a type of Jesus.
所以这里有一个对比。
We receive our corruptible body of flesh by inheritance from Adam. You inherited it. You had nothing to do with it.
好，我们虽然不没有参与在里面，但是我们继承了它。
But we receive our incorruptible, glorified spiritual body by resurrection.
但是我们会承受复活，有不朽坏的荣耀的属灵的身体。
And it'll have a divine nature, not just a human nature.
就有一个神圣的本性，而不是一个人的罪性。
And what did you have to do with that?
那我们有什么？我们参与在里面吗？
Nothing. Jesus did it all.
没有哈，耶稣为我们成就了。
And when we trust Him, we get it as a gift.
当我们相信耶稣，这就是一个礼物。
The first question asked by God in the Old Testament, where are you?
那旧约上帝问的第一个问题就是你在哪里？
After Adam sinned, he was separated from God, but God comes looking for him.
亚当犯罪之后，神来找他。
First question asked by man in the New Testament.
那新约中人问的第一个问题是
Where is he that is born King of the Jews?
那生来要做犹太人的王在哪里？
They came looking for Jesus.
他们来找耶稣。
Probably a two-year journey.
可能是花了两年的旅程。
See, wise men still seek Jesus no matter how hard the journey.
好，那不管路途多么困难，今天有智慧的人仍然在寻找耶稣。
Adam tried to hide his sin.
好，亚当试图隐藏他的罪。
So do you, so do I.
我们也一样。
We won't go into that, but we all try and hide our sin whenever. Instead, our first reaction isn't to get on our face and weep and cry before God and ask for forgiveness. Our first reaction is we think we can hide it from God, just like Adam did.
通常我们第一个反应不是说到神面前来流泪哭泣悔改，我们的做法会跟亚当一样，赶快逃。
But you see, Jesus exposed the horror of our sin by the cross.
但是耶稣借着十字架就揭露了罪的可怕。
He wanted to show us how bad it really is, so we won't try and hide it.
好，他要把罪的这个可怕给我们看，好让我们不要再去隐藏它。
So here we have the cross as a fulfillment of the tree of life.
那在这里呢，这个十字架呢，就应验了所谓一棵树。
Right. You look at Christ on that tree. It's called a tree.
我们看到基督挂在这棵树上。
And you can have eternal life.
你就可以有永生。
Just by a look.
只要一看。
Oh, remember this picture?
好，你记得这个图画，我刚刚看过。
Okay. So what does that serpent have to do with Christ on the cross? What does the serpent on the cross have to do with Christ on the cross?
那这个十字架上的这个蛇跟基督挂在十字架上有什么关系呢？
Well, we're told how this type is fulfilled in 2 Corinthians.
好，那在哥林多后书告诉我们这个预表是怎么应验的。
We're told he who knew no sin, that's Jesus.
好，他说那不知罪的。
That's Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Became sin for us,
为我们成为罪
that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ.
好使我们在基督里成为神的义。
What a powerful picture of Jesus becoming sin for us.
这就是耶稣为我们成为罪的一个最好的预表的图画。
And now, how are these two types fulfilled in Christ?
那这两个预表在基督里怎么应验了呢？
When he's dying on the cross,
当他在十字架上死去的时候。
Psalm 22, he says, I am a worm and not a man.
在诗篇二十二篇第六节，他说我只是虫，不是人。
Worm designed just like a snake.
好，那个虫，它的设计就好像是一条蛇。
Right? Jesus was beaten beyond recognition as a human being when he died on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上死去的时候呢，他的身体被击打到超乎我们人所能想象。
Why? Because he exposing all the sin of all the human race.
为什么呢？他把人类所有的罪都揭发了出来。
Okay. God makes the first sacrifice in the Bible.
那上帝在圣经上做了第一个祭物。
A substitute dies in the sinner's place.
一个牺牲呢，就代替了罪人死。
You think you're going to see Adam in heaven?
你想说你在天堂会看见亚当吗？
Was Adam and Eve saved?
亚当跟夏娃是得救的人吗？
Wow, they committed a pretty big sin, didn't they?
他们犯了一个很大的罪啊。
Could God forgive that one?
神能够赦免那个罪吗？
Well, God clothed them with coats of skins.
圣经说上帝用皮衣给他们穿上。
Now we know from comparing scripture with scripture, those skins must have been a lamb.
那我们比较圣经的话呢，这个皮衣就是羔羊的皮。
They are redeemed as they put on the lamb, because the lamb.
他们穿上羔羊就被救赎。
The lamb shed its blood so God could clothe them in the lamb.
在把这个羊皮取出来的时候呢，羊要流血。
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣是上帝的羔羊。
And we're told in many places in the New Testament, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put that lamb on.
在圣经常常新约中有很多地方告诉我们要穿上穿戴主耶稣基督。
See, the types are found all throughout Scripture. Once you understand the type, then when you read scriptures like this, you understand what he's saying.
那这个预表在圣经上各处都是，所以当你读到这样的经文，想起这个预表的时候，你就明白他在说什么。
See, God made the very first sacrifice in the Bible for Adam. 在圣经里面，
神为亚当做了第一个祭物。
And you're going to see Adam and Eve in heaven if you're going to heaven.
那假如我们去天堂的话呢，你一定会看到亚当。
But God also made the very last sacrifice in the Bible.
那上帝也在圣经里做出了最后一个祭物。
And that was His Son, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
那就是他的儿子，他就是上帝的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
Jesus is the first and the last.
啊，所以耶稣是首先的，也是末后的。
And if you're going to be saved like Adam, you have to look to Christ crucified and put on the Lord Jesus.
假如你要像亚当一样蒙救赎，那么你就要望向十字架，好披戴上主耶稣基督。
Both men are involved with two gardens.
那这两个人都在两个不同的园子里。
First Adam in Eden.
首先的亚当在伊甸园。
The last Adam in Gethsemane.
末后的亚当在克西玛尼园。
Now in Eden.Paradise. Everything was perfect.
我们晓得伊甸是一个乐园。
But Adam talked with Satan. He sinned and he fell.
那但是亚当跟撒旦说话，他犯罪，他就堕落了。
So it's false to believe that if you just have a perfect environment, nobody would sin.
所以如果说我们有一个完美的环境，那么没有人会犯罪。这个观念呢是错误的。
That's simply not true.
这个是不可能的，不真的。
We don't sin because of our environment.
我们不会因为我们的环境犯不犯罪。
We sin because deep down inside we're sinners.
我们犯罪因为是在内心的深处。
We were born sinners with a fallen sinful nature.
我们生下来就是有罪性的罪人。
And we all need a savior.
我们都需要一个救主。
Jesus prayed to the Father, suffered and triumphed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是耶稣在克西玛尼园，他跟天父祷告，他受苦。
What a contrast between the first Adam and the last Adam.
所以首先的亚当跟末后的亚当之间的对比是多么的强烈。
But how vivid it makes our salvation in Jesus.
但是它很鲜明地表露出我们在耶稣基督里的救恩。
The whole human race was lost in the Garden of Eden.
那全人类在伊甸园里都失败了。
Christ said in the Garden of Gethsemane, I have lost none.
但是在克西玛尼园里的基督他说我没有失去一个。
That's why we talk about if you trust Jesus Christ for your salvation, you cannot lose your salvation.
这就是为什么我们说，假如你真的相信耶稣基督做你的救主的话呢，你不会失去你的救恩。
Because it depends on Jesus' hold on you, not your hold on Jesus.
你就在乎耶稣怎么抓住你，而不是你怎么抓住耶稣。
Gethsemane means olive press.
那克西玛尼园，克西玛尼的意思就是橄榄的压榨机。
So God made it a type.
神也使这个成为一个预表。
Olive press was where the olives were crushed under the weight of a great stone to force out every drop of olive oil.
那橄榄在石头的重压下呢，就被压榨出每一个橄榄油。
Now the Bible also tells us in Samuel that that olive oil is also a type of the Holy Spirit.
圣经在撒母耳记里面告诉我们，这个橄榄油就是圣灵的一个象征。
And Gethsemane was truly Jesus' olive press as he was crushed by the weight of our sin.
那这个克西马尼园呢，确实是耶稣的橄榄压榨记号，他被我们的罪恶压伤。
What a vivid picture of what Jesus suffered because of your sin and my sin.
他多么的鲜明地表露出耶稣基督为了你我所承受的罪。
And you can't miss how God designs even nature to picture the truths of our salvation.
好，你从这个橄榄压榨记呢，就错不了，错过不了上帝要怎么样来描写我们的罪，怎么重重地压在耶稣的身上。
This is a modern day olive press, so they add a little more weight that way.
这是一个比较现代的这个橄榄压榨记。
Same principle, a great weight put on the olive.
但是原则是一样的，就是非常重的这个压动压力压在耶稣身上。
And doesn't it look like blood coming out?
这个橄榄汁流出来，像不像血流出来呢？
Certain olives, it would look just like blood being poured out under that weight.
有些橄榄压榨出来呢，就看像血一样。
And what are we told of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane?
那在圣经怎么告诉我们耶稣在克西马尼园做了什么？
So heavy was the weight of our sin on Christ.
我们的罪那么的重压在他身上。
That he sweat drops of blood.
他汗如血点。
Here's actual picture of the Garden of Gethsemane.
好，这是克西马尼园的一个图片。
And if you take a tour there, they always show you this tree. This tree, they.
假如你去那里旅游的话呢，他们会把那棵树指给你看。
Yeah, they dated about 2,000 years old, so it was a little sapling when Jesus used to go and pray there in that Garden of Gethsemane.
那一棵树呢是2000年的树。那当耶稣在这个克西马尼园的时候呢，那棵树可能只是一个小小的树而已。
See, God in His sovereignty loved to preserve a lot of the biblical places to strengthen our faith.
好，所以上帝呢，就是保存了他的话语来激发我们的信心。
That's where Jesus sweated drops of blood because of the burden of our sin.
好，耶稣因为我们的重的压在他身上，在这里他就汗如血点。
Christ removes all the curse that Adam brought upon the world.
那基督挪去亚当带到世界所有的咒诅。
They brought sorrow, travail, thorns, and sweat.
忧伤、苦楚、荆棘、流汗。
Okay. Jesus was a man of sorrow.
那耶稣是忧患之子。
He experienced the travail of his soul.
他历经心灵的苦楚。
He bore the crown of thorns.
他戴上荆棘冠冕。
Showing he's taking away the curse.
好，他把我们这个咒诅啊拿开。
And he sweat blood.
汗如血点。
All to save us from our sins.
为了拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
He who knew no sin became sin for us.
那不知罪的为我们成为罪。
Adam was alienated from God.
亚当与上帝远离。
God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus experienced that too when he bore our sins.
当耶稣死在十字架上担当我们罪的时候，他说：“上帝啊，为何离弃我？”
Physical and spiritual death resulted, and Adam returns to the dust.
亚当的犯罪导致身体与灵性死亡，然后归回尘土。
Jesus tasted death for every man, but he ascended to glory.
但是耶稣为人人尝了死，为他身上荣耀。
Quite a contrast.
很大的对比。
The hope of eternal life is found only in Jesus.
所以永恒的盼望，永生的盼望，只在耶稣基督里找到。
See, Jesus tasted death for every man.
圣经说耶稣为人人尝了死亡。
Now, as a pastor, I've gone to many funerals.
好，身为牧师，我参加过许多的丧礼。
Always a lot of crying, always a lot of pain.
总是有很多的眼泪，很多的痛苦。
And one thing that helped me grasp the pain that Jesus bore.
那其中让我怎么捕捉到耶稣承受的苦难呢？
Think of every funeral you ever been to and take all the pain you ever experienced in every funeral.
就把你所有参加过所有的丧礼里面所有的苦痛全部加在一起。
And you imagine your pain.
你可以想象你的痛苦是多么大。
But now imagine Jesus takes the pain of every human being that's ever died and every human being that ever had a loved one that died.And Jesus tasted death for every man.
那现在想象，耶稣把每一个人所经历的死亡全部加在一起，为每一个人尝了死味，那个痛苦是多么的大。
We can't even comprehend how much he suffered to save us.
好，我们根本理解不到他为我们受的这个苦是多么的强大。
You see, this is the This is one of the two places they believe has to be the tomb that Jesus was placed in.
这是以色列认为两个地方的之一，是说是耶稣的坟墓。
And it's the only empty tomb of any famous religious.
也是唯一所有信仰当中唯一的空的坟墓。
Founder, religion founder, yeah, it's empty.
好，它是空的。
Because this book is true, he rose from the dead.
因为圣经说好，他从死里复活。
And anybody can go there and see it in person.
好，每个人都可以亲自去造访这个地方。
Death couldn't hold him because he was sinless.
啊，死亡没有办法拘禁他，因为他是无罪的。
He died because he bore your sin and my sin on the cross.
他死是因为我们的罪而死。
But sin and death can't hold you or me either.
但是死亡跟罪恶永远不能够拘禁我们。
And this has got to be, you've seen this, I've showed this before, this is my most favorite tombstone ever.
这是我最喜欢的一个墓志铭。
Because it pictures the resurrection.
它就是把复活的这个意念表达出来。
Apparently it was a 10-year-old son.
明显他是一个十岁的小孩子。
Confined to a wheelchair for his 10 short years.
在人生只有十年短暂的时间一直坐在轮椅上。
But obviously, those parents had the hope of the resurrection in Jesus Christ.
但是他的父母亲很明显的在耶稣基督的复活里面，他们是有盼望的。
And what a picture of that!
好，你看看这个图画。
See that is like a type. It's a shadow of the full glory.
这好像也就是一个预表哈，它是一个影子，告诉我们将来在耶稣基督里可以得到的荣耀。
Do you have that hope?
你有这样的盼望吗
？You can.
你可以有。
And there shall be no more curse. Hallelujah.
好，不再有咒诅。Hallelujah.
Adam was crowned with God's glory before he fell.
亚当堕落之前呢，他穿戴的是上帝的荣耀。
Jesus is the very brightness of God's glory and fulfills.
耶稣是上帝荣耀的光辉。
Jesus restores the believer to us the glory the first Adam lost.
那耶稣就恢复了信徒因为首先的亚当失去的荣耀。
And he clothes us in the garments of salvation.
并且为我们穿上救恩的衣裳。
Remember, and we even looked at how Chinese words picture this.
好，上次我提到中文怎么样表达这一点。
And the word for glory there, two fiery, glorious beings under cover of a tree.
还有荣耀的荣这个字呢，也就是在一个木头的这个上面哈。
Why did they write?That Chinese character that way, who knows?
好，我们也不晓得中文字是为什么是这样写。
But no one can deny it pictures what Jesus has done for us.
好，但是没有人能够否认耶稣为我们所做的。
We finish with the great mystery of Adam's bride.
好，我们最后呢，以亚当的心腹这个做一个结束。
And Christ's church.
还有基督的教会。
For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it.
从来没有人恨过自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。
For we are members of his body.
因为我们是他身上的肢体。
Of his flesh.
就是他的肉。
And of his bones.
他的骨。
He's talking about Jesus here.
这边他讲的是耶稣基督。
Somehow there's a physical relationship here.
在这里好像有一个肉体的关系。
Okay.For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife and they two shall become one.
为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子结合二人成为一体。
And then he says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
然后他说这是极大的奥秘但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This is something worth studying.
好，这个很值得我们去研究。
But there's a great mystery of Adam's bride and Christ's church.
现在我们就来看看亚当的心腹与基督的教会这个伟大的奥秘。
Okay. How did Adam get his bride? Eve is made from the wounded side of Adam.
亚当怎么产生出他的心腹、他的妻子呢？亚夏娃是从亚当受伤的肋旁被造出来的。
Eve is taken from Adam's side while he's in a deep sleep, which in the Bible.
当亚当沉睡的时候呢，夏娃就从他的身体里被造出来。
And Jesus made it very clear: deep sleep is a type of death.
那耶稣很清楚地说，这个沉睡呢，就是预表死亡。
The church is given life from the wounded side of Christ.
那教会的生命来自基督受伤的肋旁。
The only an eternal omniscient God could have.Written these two things in the same book.
只有永恒的无所不知的上帝可以把这个东西写下来。
Okay. And Jesus, in the deep sleep of death, he redeems his bride with his blood on the cross.
那在死亡的沉睡当中，耶稣用他的血救赎他的心腹。
And part of the mystery is the fact that a man's wife is considered his own body.
那这个奥秘的一部分呢，是妻子被看成是丈夫自己的身体。
Okay. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
那人说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。
This is a supernatural mystery. You can't explain this. Just try and explain this.
这是一个相当超自然的这个奥秘哈。
But it's a fact. It's a spiritual truth.
好，我们很难解释，但是它是一个事实，是一个属灵的真理。
We are the body and bride of Christ.
我们是基督的身体与心腹。
Okay. I don't know anybody saw this movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
不晓得你们看过这个电影没有？我的这个希腊婚礼。
Okay. This is a great picture of two kinds of love.
好，这个呢说明了两个不同的爱。
That's Tula, the girl in the middle.
中间是 Tula 这个女孩。
And they call her Frumpy Tula.
他们叫她 Frumpy Tula.
And if you want to know what Frumpy is, that's it.
就是
the glasses, the hair, the clothes, everything. She's just out of place.
就是看起来很怎么讲啊，很邋遢的一个女孩子。
Okay.But she's out of place because of the wrong kind of love she's getting from her father.
那为什么她会这么邋遢呢？因为她从爸爸得到的爱是一个很奇怪不好的爱。
Tula's dad represents the law.
她的爸爸代表这个律法。
Don't do this. Don't wear that. Don't wear your hair that way. Don't put on the makeup. Don't do this.
不要做这个，不要做那个，不要穿这衣服。你的头发怎么啦？你怎么不化妆啊？
Very hard.
非常非常硬的一个爸爸。
She couldn't.Ever please her dad and keep all his rules.
因为没有办法取悦他的父亲，而且守爸爸所有的规条。
She walks around as frumpy Tula.
所以他就是一个很塌拉的一个 Tula.
But then Ian comes into her life.
但是 Ian 出现了。
And he represents grace.
好，他代表的是恩典。
A totally different kind of love.
完全不一样的爱。
It's not don't do this, don't do that.
不是说不要做这，不要做那。
It's grace. She's getting love that she doesn't deserve.
啊，他是代表他给出那种恩典的爱，他给这个 Tula 他觉得自己不配的爱。
And of course, it totally transforms Tula from frumpy to a glorious bride.
所以他的这个恩典的爱呢，就把这个邋遢的 Tula 呢，变成一个非常容光焕发的一个女孩子。
And the movie really is about the transformative power of grace-filled love.
所以这个电影呢，它表达的是一个充满爱的恩典，具有改变的能力。
And once you see the love of Christ, of His grace in this book, it changes us from frumpy to a glorious bride of Christ.
好，所以一旦我们明白这个圣经，看到神的恩典跟神的爱的时候呢，我们会从一个邋遢的人变成一个容光焕发的人。
So our eternal destiny is my big, fabulous Jewish wedding.
所以我们永恒的去处呢，就是一个超大、盛好、盛大、超好的这个犹太婚礼。
Notice here now, notice the white robes, the bride and groom. You put on a white robe before, didn't you?
好，在犹太婚礼当中呢，这个新郎跟新娘都穿上白色的礼袍。
Okay, Jewish marriage customs give us insight. It's designed as a type by God to teach us about our marriage to Christ.
好，那犹太的婚礼的习俗呢，也就是一个预表，好，让我们看到在基督里的。
Okay, the father sets the bride price.In the Jewish wedding, the father sets the bride price.
我有点累了哈，但是还必须继续翻译下去。
We're almost done.
对不起 ，sorry. I said I'm tired.
I know. But I'm not, so we keep going.
Okay.
I'm just getting started.
犹太的婚礼呢，爸爸决定这个聘礼。
Okay, but the father set the bride price as the life of his son.
天父的聘金呢，就是他自己的儿子的血。
Okay, the cup of acceptance look familiar?
好，这个就是接受这个提亲。
Okay. When the proposal was made, the bridegroom would present the cup.
好，那在提亲的时候呢，这个新郎就会为新娘倒一杯酒。
Now, the wine is blessed with prayer.
然后来祷告祝福这杯酒。
And if the lady would accept the invitation, she would drink from the cup, and that's saying, I do.
那假如女方愿意接受她的提亲的话呢，她就会喝这杯酒，说我愿意。
When did you take that cup?
那我们什么时候喝这个杯呢？
Don't we renew these wedding vows every month?
我们是每一个月都在重新立下这个婚约呢？
See, that's the cup Jesus gives us in the Lord's Supper.
这就是在主餐当中耶稣给我们的那个杯。
Yeah. In the Jewish wedding.
好，那在犹太婚礼当中。
The exact time the bridegroom will come back for the bride is not known.
那新郎什么时候回来接新娘呢？是不知道的。
The bride is trained and prepared to be a wife.
那这个时候呢，新娘就被训练成为一个妻子。
I have espoused you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
好，在哥林多后书说，我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
For the groom, he goes and prepares a place.
那新郎呢，他就回家去预备一个新的这个新娘房，
exactly、
婚礼房。
This is what Jesus said at the Lord's Supper. I go and prepare a place for you.
好，耶稣在他的最后的晚餐就说，我去为你们预备一个地方。
Here's an old Jewish ring that has a mansion on it.
那这是一个老的犹太这个戒指哈。Has a mansion on it. 哦，上面有哦，上面有个房子。
Now the bride has to undergo preparation for the wedding.
那新娘必须预备这个婚礼。
And she undergoes a mikvah. That's an ancient mikvah.
好，她就进到一个这个净池里面。
As you can see, you go all the way in. There's the person down in there. It's immersion.
啊，所以他们可以走下这个阶梯，完全浸在水里。
And here's a modern day one.
好，这是现代比较现代的一种啊净池。
Have you gone through your immersion here? Are you Christ's bride?
好，假如我们受过浸礼的话呢，我们都是基督的新妇。
There's a white robe.
穿上了新袍。
There's a cup you have to accept.
好，接受一个杯子。
There's a baptism you have to go through.
好，那经过浸礼。
The Jewish wedding, he comes to steal the bride away at night.
好，在犹太婚礼中呢，新郎会夜间把新娘给偷走。
For Jesus, he's going to come and steal his bride away in the rapture.
那对教会来说呢，耶稣会来提教会进到天上与他相遇。
The Jewish wedding takes place at the Father's house.
犹太婚礼是在父亲的家里举行。
And it's a glorious time. I mean, they celebrate.
是个非常非常欢喜的日子。
Get all the attention.
好，他们接受很大家的眼目都定睛在新郎新娘身上。
Our ceremony will be in heaven.
那我们的礼仪会在天上发生。
And that'll be exciting when we go up there to see Jesus.
好，当我们去见耶稣的时候，大家都是欢喜快乐的。
And in the Jewish wedding, the bride and groom are treated as kings.
好，那在犹太婚礼里面呢，新郎新娘都被以国王跟王后的身份对待。
Now in the Orthodox churches, they still put crowns on the bride and groom.
那在犹太正统教会里面，他们仍然把冠冕放在新郎跟新娘的头上。
Yeah, in the Greek Orthodox, it's a simpler crown, but they still crown them. They treat them as a king and a queen.
好，在希腊的婚礼里面呢，他们也把一个皇冠，好，就像他们是国王一样对待。
And Jesus is the King of Kings, and He made us kings.
好，耶稣是万王之王，他也将来是我们每个人都成为他的王。
And he warns us, "Behold, I come quickly."
但他也警告我们说，你要看呐、啊，我要快快的来。
Make sure you're ready.
好，你要确保你自己是预备好了。
Make sure nobody takes your crown.
也要确保没有人把你的皇冠给拿走。
That's great.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
It is so amazing.
真的是太奇妙了。
Thank you for prophetic types.
也谢谢你给我们这许多的预表。
Thank you for the type of Adam and Jesus, the last Adam.
谢谢你让我们看见首先的亚当跟末后的亚当。
And thank you, Lord, that we know from both of them that there's a love story behind the entire history of the universe.
从他们两位的身后，我们看见在宇宙当中有个很伟大的爱的故事。
You loved us so much, you were willing.To set the price for our salvation is the life of your son.
你爱我们到一个地步，愿意拿你自己的儿子做这个赎价。
And he laid down his life voluntarily, went to the cross.
他甘愿上十字架，舍弃了自己的性命。
To purchase his bride.
来买赎他的心腹。
And now we're his forever.
现在我们完全永远的属于他。
How can we ever thank you enough?
好，我们怎么能够？谢谢你。
In Jesus' name, 过
于我们说的啊，平常能够说的呢，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。